we've had a terrific legislative session thus far. We are at that point where there's some bills are going to make it through and others are going to have to wait around till next year. But I really like where we are with the ag legislation of interest. A couple of bills that I wanted to point out was one is a debit card bill, which has already passed the Senate. The House will take it up soon, but it will allow our Georgia employers to start paying directly onto an electronic debit card. That will cut back on having to issue checks. Current law doesn't allow for that, so this new bill will provide for that. So that will benefit agribusiness. Another one that we're still pushing, and that is to expand the hunting provisions for feral hogs. So this is a tremendous nuisance, I know, to some of our farmers, not only to farms, but also just to our environment and trying to protect stewardship. We have a very good bill from House Representative Tom McCall that has been pushing this issue, and so we hope that it'll be able to make final passage here pretty soon. And then another important issue that we did see progress on just this week was with our livestock liability protection, being able to make sure that we can limit the potential for a lawsuit if someone is injured whenever they're showing a calf or showing sheep or any of those types of livestock animals. It's just something that the trial lawyers have been fighting us on, but we've been making progress the last couple of weeks, and we hope to see that meet the finish line before the final day of session.
And Toler said the Georgia Agribusiness Council will be there all the way.
We're at the Capitol every day of the legislative session, and it's our job to be a part of those conversations with lawmakers in the hallway so that we can make sure that our membership and our industry is well represented. We're happy to be here.
For more information on this year's session, go to their website at ga-agribusiness.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.